I think everybody was hoping and praying that Tala would come home safely. Obviously, that has not transpired. And his family's world has been shattered beyond comprehension. I think everybody's in a state of shock because nobody knew that he was definitely in Syria, and certainly nobody knew that he joined ISIS. And then to find out that he's actually carried out this suicide attack on an oil installation has been, you know, well, the family are devastated beyond words.
So the family and his friends had no sign whatsoever that he'd become radicalised in this way?
None whatsoever, and that's what's so frightening, that this could be any child. There was nothing intrinsic in the Asmal family that meant he was there, you know, it was their son. It could be absolutely anybody, and it's got to be a big wake-up call, I think, to Muslim families up and down the country.
Is this more vigilant? Is this further evidence, though, that the government's Prevent programme, which, I mean, when you were in Parliament in 2005 to 2010, it was started by Hazel Bleers to great fanfare. A lot of people have criticised it. Is it more evidence that it hasn't really worked?
I mean, the objective of Prevent was to win hearts and minds. In that sense, it's failed. Having said that, there's a lot of good initiatives that did come out of it. But the problem really is ostensibly people, and especially those that it principally targets, i.e. Muslims, have lost confidence in it because they see it targeting them, criminalising them, a bit like the Irish in the 70s. And it's made them feel alienated. And it's really important because obviously Muslims are our front line in the fight against extremism. We undermine them, we undermine our security. It needs a fresh look. And all governments have sadly got their part to play in all of this. But I think mosques still need to do so much more.
I think you're right on that. However, the family have said that he was deliberately groomed, and I think that is a very appropriate word in this situation. He was 17. You can argue whether he was an adult or a child, but you are very vulnerable to groups at that age, I guess. Well, it doesn't matter whether you're a Muslim or whether somebody from some other sect tries to indoctrinate you. That seems to me, from reading about the details of this case, that's what might have happened here, that he was effectively groomed.
Undoubtedly. I mean, this is grooming. It's going on every day. And, fortunately, they're not as successful as they'd like to be, but it is going on every day. And that's why the social media, the internet industry has got to do much more. Now, they make hundreds and billions of dollars of profit, and I don't begrudge them a single cent. But with that profit comes responsibility. I think government has got a role to play to help persuade them to clean up their industry. At the moment, it's kind of complaints-led. So if you've got a problem with something, you let them know and they deal with it. But these are clever people who've got money at their disposal that we can't imagine. And they surely should be getting some whiz kids, developing algorithms and programs that can root out some of these groomers who are on the internet trying to prey on impressionable young people.